Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show, a variety talk show whose only mission is to empower you.
And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of set the tone to her right from the beginning that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Today's guest is Christy Colvin. For those of you who've been following the show, Christy Colvin was on a previous episode called Understanding Mosaic Down Syndrome. Christy is a proud mom of five. One of her sons, Tim, was diagnosed with Mosaic Down syndrome after the age of two. Christy Colvin is also the co-founder and president of International Mosaic Down Syndrome Association. In addition, she writes a blog called Mosaic Moments. How are you?
I am fine. I'm glad to be here.
For those who are just meeting you for the first time today, Christy, could you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with your organization, International Mosaic Down Syndrome Association?
Sure. When my son Tim was first diagnosed with Mosaic Down Syndrome, he was 2.5, and I read every single book that was available on Down Syndrome. I was searching for information. And in every single book, the only thing that was written about MDS was basically, Mosaic Down Syndrome is so rare that your child doesn't have it. And so I started calling local Down syndrome associations, and they had no information to give me. And I was unable to find anybody that had a child with Mosaic Down syndrome. And I felt as though I was the only person in the world who had a child with this rare disorder. And I have to tell you, it was a horrible feeling to feel that I was completely alone. And then eventually, I finally just gave up my search and started raising Tim the best way that I knew how. And then finally in 1999, there was the great boom of the internet, and it has really taken off, and I got online for the first time, and I decided, hey, I'm going to do a search on Mosaic Down syndrome, but I didn't really expect to find anything at all, and all of a sudden, I find this brand new website called Mosaic Down Syndrome on the web, and an online e-group with just a small handful of parents that were throughout the world scattered, and all their children had Mosaic Down syndrome, and as we began to talk and we started comparing notes, we started learning more and more about our children, and we realized that finally we weren't alone. It was an awesome feeling. And we began to make plans. Finally, we started saying, hey, let's all get together. Wouldn't that be fun? And we can meet each other face to face. And during this time of our planning, more and more families started joining our group, and they started asking questions, and they were needing answers. And it was at this time that I realized we needed way more than just a little get-together. We needed an organization that would provide support, information, and research to help these families answer the questions that they had about their children. And so several of our parents got together, and we started studying up on how to form a nonprofit organization because basically, you know, we were just parents. We had no idea. And IMDSA was born.
You have five, and is it five boys?
We have five boys. We have, actually, I have three sons and two stepsons.
Okay.
But, you know, they're all ours.
Right.
Aaron is 27. Dustin is 20. I gotta like, look up in my head. Dustin's 23. Tim's 22. Steven's 21. And Garrett is 12.
Wow. Okay.
We're through, by the way.
Okay. When you launched the organization, what year was this?
This was in 2001.
Okay. why do you feel it's important not to just focus on Tim Neas, but also the families with special needs children?
Well, when we first began IMDSA, we already had families throughout the world who were searching for answers. And these families supported me in my search for answers in the beginning, and they helped me out tremendously. And the families outside of the United States, they need the same information that the families inside of the United States need. Sometimes, a lot of times, even more so. And we thought, how could we possibly say no to one family and yes to another?
Right.
So currently, our organization represents almost every single country around the globe. One of our co-founders is Lisa Twomey, and she is still on our board, and she serves as our secretary and our webmaster, and she lives in Australia, which, by the way, makes it really interesting when we're having board meetings because you can only have this one little time window when everybody's awake. But we also have several hardworking country representatives, and they're doing their best to get information throughout out their countries. And, yes, our organization does focus on helping those with Mosaic Down syndrome, but that's not all that we do. And right now, this very moment, we're doing all that we can to help find someone somewhere to bring life-saving medicine to a little girl in Jamaica who has trisomy 21 Down syndrome. Now, this little girl, she is 13 years old, and she has a heart condition. Her mother is a single mother, and she's very, very poor. In fact, she scraped her change together to call me, and she's already called me several times. And I've made phone calls everywhere. I can't seem to find any help for this little girl. I'm still not going to give up. But the little girl needs heart medicine. She hasn't had her heart medicine since October, and if she doesn't get it, basically she's dying. She's dying right now. She can't walk across the floor without losing her breath. And so, in the midst of all this and our great meeting here today, if anybody that hears this, if they know anybody that can get medicine to this little girl, please contact me because, you know, that's the kind of thing that's how my heart is. There's no way that I can possibly say no to someone who needs help.
I'm sure the medicine that she needs is ongoing. How could someone sponsor her?
They would need to give us a call. And our number is 979-828-4177. Or our toll-free number is 888-MDS-LINK, L-I-N-K. So if anybody, because I'm my heart bleeds for this little girl and her mom.
How much would help her?
At this point, I just don't know. I think our main goal for this child is to get her to Kingston, which is 80 miles away, and be able to pay for her doctor bill and pay for her medicine. I guess that's our main goal there is. She hasn't been on any medicine since October. And for any parent that knows what it's like to have a child on heart medicine, you know, at this point, I've even looked at trying to get a hold of the Kingston Hospital, but nobody's calling me back. So I don't know. I think that together, there's so many great people out there, and so many people have such great ideas, so that together I think we can help her.
Yeah. And I'm also going to do the same, but have her in our prayers.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to you once we get off of here and see what I can do to help as well.
Okay.
As a parent myself of a child with Down syndrome, trisomy 21 to be exact. When I see Mosaic Down syndrome, I automatically think this is a group that's not for me. This group is specifically Mosaic Down syndrome. And like you said, the little girl in Jamaica has trisomy 21. Why do you say Mosaic Down syndrome instead of just Down syndrome?
Well, and that's such a great question, Yvonne, many people ask this question, and they think that because someone says mosaic Down syndrome instead of Down syndrome, that we're indicating that it's a better type of Down syndrome. And this can't be further from the truth. For me, when I say that my son has mosaic Down syndrome, it's because that's what he has.
Right.
When he was diagnosed at 2.5, the doctor said, your son has mosaic Down syndrome. Now, if the doctor had said, your son has Down syndrome, I would say that he has Down syndrome. And that's just not what his diagnosis is. And also, because my son, like many with mosaic Down syndrome, he doesn't have the physical characteristics as one with Down syndrome does. And so if I told you, hey, Tim has Down syndrome, and you would wind up looking at him, and you'd look at me, and you'd think I was insane. And so you'd be confused, and in your mind, you'd think I was wrong. And so that by explaining the type of Down syndrome that he has, this helps clarify any misunderstandings. And by saying that he has mosaic Down syndrome, that doesn't mean that I'm saying that he is better than someone with trisomy 21. I'm just indicating that that is what his diagnosis is. And also, the other day I had this same conversation with our fundraising coordinator, and because this is an ongoing problem among our communities, and she had this great way. Her name's Brandy Hillard. And she had this fantastic way of describing this that I never even actually thought of. But she said, imagine if you were told you had breast cancer. Now, if you were told you had breast cancer, you wouldn't look up information on cancer in general. You would want to know all there was to know about this specific cancer. So if someone said to you, well, it doesn't matter because cancer is cancer, then I'm sure at least you would disagree at some point, you know. There are some differences.
Right.
And so there are specifics of having two cell lines like you do in mosaic Down syndrome instead of just one cell line. But if you compare it to trisomy 21, then in some cases it is better, but then in some cases it's worse. Because it's important that you know you can't measure a disability. Each one has its own ups and downs.
Right. And then to those who are looking for families like you did, years ago for specific information on mosaic, that would be another reason why I put mosaic.
Exactly.
So so those families can find other mosaic families. So
mm-hmm.
I think that might be another reason too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After I had Zion, the doctor recommended that we join a support group. At the time, I thought that, you know, being a part of a support group equated that I had some type of problem, and I didn't see Zion as a problem until Zion started approaching school age. He was turning 3, and that's when I started seeking support groups. In your opinion, why should parents get more involved in support groups and possibly awareness?
Well, I imagine for every parent, this can be different. Now, I know there are many parents who have to accept this diagnosis before they feel that they can meet others with the diagnosis. And I think the main reason for that is that they have the stereotype in their mind that scares the heck out of them. They don't want to be one of those parents, you know. And I think once a parent takes that step to accept the support that is so readily available to them, then not only will the parent be better off, but also the child.
Yeah.
Because when a parent gets more involved with their child's diagnosis, then they can be armed with the information that to truly help their child succeed. And they will be able to realize that that horrible image that they had in their mind, it was just an image, and it isn't anything that they thought it would be like. Now, for awareness, you are your child's best advocate. Now, this goes for any child, special needs or not, no matter what, you are your child's best advocate. And the only way that your child is going to make it through this world is that you walk ahead with them with a big push broom and you sweep away all the stigmas that are slowing them down. So definitely, I highly recommend for all parents to become involved in some capacity with their child's diagnosis. If anything, the support you receive will enable you to understand that you're not alone in raising your child.
Very well said. But for me too, once I started looking and seeking other families, I realized that other families that didn't have kids with Down syndrome couldn't really relate, and I couldn't really get the information that I needed as far as, you know, what were they dealing with public school. And it's just so much information you find with networking with other parents that have smaller or older children with special needs. So I would recommend that all parents somehow get involved with some type of support group for the information. And I was just, you know, blown away at the similarities and their experience of having a child with special needs. So I would recommend it to anyone that have a child, period, to get involved with, you know, network with other parents, but especially if you have a child with special needs, because the best source of information comes from other parents.
Yeah, and, you know, with the Internet now the way it is, we have such, I mean, right now, and somebody had said that to me the other day, and it was so true, right now is a perfect time to have a child with Down syndrome. Because you have this humongous family throughout the world that will totally support you and welcome you with open arms.
What are some basic things parents can do to help spread awareness?
Well, you got to let others know up front that your child's like everyone else. So when you see someone staring in the store, don't get mad, don't be rude. Have a little compassion and tell the people that are staring, my child has Down syndrome or whatever it is that they have. And I know they look a little different, but let me tell you about all the things that make them like everyone else. Sometimes that's a little hard to do, but, you know, like I said before, you're sweeping away those stigmas, and
yeah,
you are your child's advocate, so you have to, and, you know, I mean, people are staring, they don't mean to stare. I mean, some do, and let's talk about those people, too. There are those weird people in the world that no matter what you say, you're not going to get through to them.
Yeah.
And those are the people we pray for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, you're not going to change the world, but you might change a few people's minds.
How have things changed for you personally since you started getting involved?
Well, before we formed IMDSA, I had no information on Mosaic Down syndrome. I had no resources, no support, nothing that would guide me into the right directions. And I was blindly raising Tim based only on my own instincts, which really isn't a bad thing. But I would have liked to have had some advice from other families who had experienced MDS like we all have now. And, excuse me, after our online e-group came together, we formed IMDSA with the goal that no one ever feels alone in raising their child. And so in these past 8 years, I have gained a family of almost 1,000 people. I've got a really big family. And I do think of them as my family, every single one of them.
Yeah.
They're just fantastic people. And in these years, I've become an expert in Mosaic Down syndrome. And although I still struggle every now and then on what all this means for my son, I have the confidence that I know that I can get information not only for myself, but also for others.
Yeah.
And I think this is where I've changed the most. I went from this quiet housewife, which I know, Yvonne, that's hard to believe, but I was this quiet housewife who lived just day from day, you know, and I didn't know anything about Mosaic Down syndrome, even though I had a teenager with it. And I changed from that to this major advocate for Mosaic Down syndrome for the entire world. That's a big change, especially just in 8 years.
Yeah.
And so now I've dedicated my life to helping other families. And the reason why I'm so dedicated is because I still remember that day, 20-some-odd years ago, sitting in this little dark room down a long green hallway where I was told that my son had Mosaic Down syndrome and there was absolutely no information they could give me about it.
Yeah. You have a couple of events coming up.
Jane's
Day and the Research Awareness Conference. Let's start with Jane's Day. This is IMDSA's third year to do Jane's Day. Could you tell us a little bit about this event?
We are so excited about this, and we, like you say, it's our third year, and every year it gets a little bit bigger and a little bit better, and oh my heavens, the way it's going now, I hate to see well, I love to see, really, but how big it's going to be just even in 10 years, because it's pretty big right now. What we do is we're celebrating World Down Syndrome Day, which is March 21st. The reason why it's March 21st, this indicates the third copy of the 21st chromosome. And for this, IMDSA developed Genes Day. Genes Day is a very unique event that enables the community as a whole to learn more about Down syndrome or Mosaic Down syndrome. We have programs for both. We don't exclude one or the other. Excuse me. Families make teams to spread awareness and raise money in a very fun and unique way. So in the workplace, team members can pass out these printable flyers that we have on our site, and this will give all their coworkers a little background on Down syndrome or Mosaic Down syndrome, just depending on which syndrome your team member is advocating for. And they can make personal pages that we've got suggestions on our site to post up on their bulletin board to let everyone know about Genes Day and their child. And as the month progresses, coworkers begin to make donations to wear their jeans on this indicated day. Now, this year, March 21st falls on Saturday, so we suggest that you do this on Friday or whatever day that you want to do it. But so people, they'll wear their T-shirts, they wear their jeans, and they're spreading awareness. And so also, we're so excited about this part, too, because we feel like this is really advocating, paving the way for these individuals. We have some great games for the children to play in the schools that teach them that their peers with Down syndrome or Mosaic Down syndrome are more like them than they are different. And to do Genes Day in the school, we have all these flyers, we have ideas on our site. And if you visit our site, you can also set up a team leader page that will help you raise money and awareness. We also have a Genes Day page on Facebook, because, boy, Facebook, that thing's just taken off.
Yeah.
that drives me. I mean, boy, everybody loves Facebook. I like Facebook, too. Now, then the top fundraising team will receive a variety of items that we are getting donated to help with your child's development. And just fun stuff and interesting stuff, all kinds of great stuff. And so all team members, anybody who donates $10 or more, will receive a special Genes Day T-shirt. And this year is especially exciting, and we've even put it on our T-shirt because we're so excited about it. We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the discovery of Trisomy 21. And that is, wow. Think 50 years... That was a long time ago, but really it wasn't a long time ago, which makes me, you know, kind of know how close to 50 I am. But, you know, anyway, so that's so cool. And then, of course, I have to say, we couldn't have done it without our sponsor. And for anybody that doesn't know about this group, I have to tell you quickly about it, because our sponsor for Genes Day is Special Friends Online. And just... it's specialfriendsonline.com. And if you haven't checked out their site, I encourage everyone to do it. What it is, it's a fun and safe way for those with developmental delays or learning disabilities to socialize with others throughout the world. And it is so easy the way they have like chat rooms and messaging and all that. And no matter what the person's writing ability is, they can still communicate with others. It's kind of like Facebook for our world. It's really cool.
Yeah. Genes Day is March 21st.
It's March 21st. Now, if you want a T-shirt, now I have to say, in the midst of all this, we've already ran out of our T-shirts, and so I'm making another order this morning. Because I under-ordered, or we've got very overzealous teams.
Yeah.
Which is great. I mean,
yeah,
wow,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
When you're really advocating, everybody's excited about this. So what you need to do is go to our website, which we'll give at the end of the program. Go to our website and just click on the Genes Day picture, and you can find out everything you need to know. Genes Day is you know, for World Down Syndrome Day, it is March 21st, but this can be a whole entire March celebration for that matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It's not, you know, so much about it has to be on this day. It's more about this is a great excuse. First of all, to wear your jeans at work,
yeah,
because a lot of times we can't do that,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, and to advocate and let everybody know about your child, because this is paving the way in your community to open up the community's mind so that by the time your child is an adult, everybody's going to say, oh, well, you know, they have Down syndrome. That's no big deal.
Right.
That's our goal.
Right. You also have a research and awareness conference coming up this summer. What is the mission for this conference?
Our mission is to pack as much information and as much fun as possible in a 3-day time span. And the Down Syndrome Association of Greater Cincinnati is our host for this year, and they have just been so fantastic in helping us with planning of all of this conference. What this is a lifespan conference. And when planning the format, we carefully invited speakers that would address all ages of Down syndrome. Our conference coordinator, Brandy Hillard, she has a 2-year-old with mosaic Down syndrome, so she focused on inviting experts who would help families of younger children and elementary age children with some extra help too, or with you know, for her. And then Sally Tuo is the outreach coordinator for Down Syndrome Association of Greater Cincinnati, and she has been extremely instrumental in helping us locate a variety of Down syndrome experts locally and abroad, who will present all topics of interest to families and professionals interested in Down syndrome. And then we have our research officer, Kristen Lipscomb-Sund, and she's bringing a lot of the top Down syndrome researchers to our conference. And then, since my son is an adult, I was able to focus on the experts for parents of teens and adults. I think that we have a very well-balanced conference that will help families no matter how old their child is. And I realize that as a parent of an older child, sometimes it seems as though there is no information out there, and sometimes families feel quite stuck once their child reaches teenage or adulthood. And I wanted this conference to focus not only on those younger issues that all the parents face, but also those issues that older parents face, so that every single parent, everybody, advocate, whatever you are, professional, will definitely benefit from this conference.
Is the conference specifically for mosaic Down syndrome, or can anyone, no matter what their DS diagnosis is, participate or attend?
Well, no, and there seems to be a whole lot of confusion about that, because the thing is, people with mosaic Down syndrome, they experience the same delays, the same health problems, the same learning problems as one with Down syndrome. And because there's so little information about that specific to mosaic Down syndrome, our international conference has many of the leading Down syndrome experts throughout the world. Out of the 33 presenters that we have, only one of our presenters is our mosaic Down syndrome research expert. And she will tell us not only about mosaic Down syndrome, but also what she's found in comparing the two syndromes. So without a doubt, this is a Down syndrome conference. I know I keep saying that over and over in all kinds of different ways. It's a Down syndrome conference.
Now, where is it held?
This year, we are going to be just north of Cincinnati in Sharonville, Ohio. Our conference will be at the Sheraton Cincinnati North Hotel and Coco Keys Indoor Water Resort. Now, the hotel, it's a gorgeous hotel, and what's so cool is it's also attached to a 50,000-square-foot indoor water park. So my boys are so excited, they can't wait. And we're really excited about bringing this conference to Cincinnati because we know, first of all, it's very central to so many states as well as Canada. And with so many families right now, everybody's struggling a little to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
So for the majority of the United States population, this conference is within driving distance to them, being
wow.
in Cincinnati. So that's, you know, quite impressive. We're excited that we can bring that to them. And so the conference is on July 10th through 12th. And we hope that everybody will be able to come out and join us. Our early registration deadline is March 31st. So those who wish to attend, I would encourage them to register really soon. and you can go to our site for details.
You also write a blog called Mosaic Moment. What type of things do you discuss in this blog, and what is the address for it?
Okay, well, actually, I write two blogs, and the more popular one is Mosaic Moments. Right now, on Mosaic Moments, I'm telling readers about each speaker who will be at the conference, because we got 33 speakers, and you know, I got a lot to say. That way, you can get to know about them, and you will know what to expect, and you also know how they can help you personally, even at, you know, no matter where you're at. I mainly write about Down syndrome or Mosaic Down syndrome, and programs and services and helpful information for families of whose children of any age have Mosaic Down syndrome or Down syndrome. And the link for that is mosaicmoments.today.com. And now my other blog, it's fairly new, and this one I don't have to work so hard on. This blog is called Remember When, and in it I basically tell about our crazy daily life. It's a parenting blog, and I tell about our daily ups and downs, our drama, because I promise you, Yvonne, we have drama, lots of it.
Yeah.
When you have a preteen, you have drama. And our youngest son, Garrett, is about to turn 13, Lord help me. And between him and Tim, who's 22, and Aaron, who's 27, and then my other two that are my stepsons, I have never-ending drama of some sort. And so, not to mention, my husband's an over-the-road truck driver, so basically I'm doing this on my own, which I really don't mind, but it just makes life extremely interesting. And so that's what that blog's about, just crazy, sometimes venting, yeah.
So just period. Not
yeah, it's,
yeah.
It's and, you know, and I think that people find that interesting, too, because there's a lot of stigma thinking parents of children with special needs are in this little box, and we
right.
don't have any, you know, it's, and my house is so crazy. It,
yeah.
It's definitely, it's humorous. I think we could have a whole sitcom. But the link for that is rememberwhen.today.com. And one thing I think we forgot to mention, too, going back a little bit to our conference, Yvonne, I wanted to make sure that people understood not only do we have our main conference, on Friday, we have researchers who are coming that are interested in doing research for Down syndrome. And so anybody who wants to do that, they can come and do that. Friday night, we have our family reunion and silent auction, which is just a relaxing time for everybody to come. But on Saturday and Sunday, in addition to our main conference, we also have our youth conference, which is headed by Starfire U in Cincinnati. And that's for ages 13 through adult. And they have workshop choices. They have three different tracks that will cover recreation and leisure,
mm-hmm.
personal planning, and future planning. And siblings are included in these workshops, as well as, you know, the self-advocates. And then also we have the kid conference. And so this is for ages 2 to 12. And they'll be divided into three rooms according to their age group. They're going to be carefully supervised by genetic counseling students and therapy students and whatever kind of students that we can get. And so while they're being supervised, they have a variety of workshops of their own. For them, we have a clown, we have a magician, a karate, music, art, and we're currently also working on some important learning opportunities for the kids to learn about strangers, to learn about how to deal with bullies, things like that. We've got so many things planned for the kids. Our goal for the kid conference is Saturday and Sunday afternoon, when the parent comes to get the kid runs away from the parent and cries and says, "No, I don't want to leave."
Wow.
So if your child does not want to come back, then thank us, because we got our goal plan.
If they want to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're so excited about it.
Yeah,
we really are.
Yeah, it sounds good. Where can people go to find out more information about all the activities?
All the activities. Go to our website, and it's really easy. It's IMD, IMDSA, which stands for International Mosaic Down Syndrome Association. So it's IMDSA.org.
Before we go, what word of advice can you share with parents that might be struggling with having a child with special needs, not just specifically Down syndrome, but special needs, period? What advice would you give them?
Well, you know, when a parent first gets a diagnosis for their child, they immediately form this picture in their mind of a kid in their school when they were younger that was separated from everyone else and sent off into a special ed room, or the child down the street that nobody ever talked to just because they were different. I think it's important to remember that things have changed a lot in the past 20 or 30 years since you were in school. And your child is not and will not be that child that is in your mind. Your child is the same child that you had pictured throughout your pregnancy. That may be hard to grasp, but it is the truth. So your child has not changed at all. The only thing that has changed is your perspective, because you have this diagnosis, no matter what it is. Now, it's important to remember, we cannot, under whatsoever, we can't predict the future of any of our children. We have no way of knowing if our newborn baby will drive a car or get married or go to college. Now, sure, we expect that they will, but we really don't know for sure. And so I'd ask, why then would a parent of a child with special needs automatically assume that their child will not do these things? And I think it's important to remember, there are no perfect children, even though Garrett thinks he is, but there's no. Each child comes with his or her own weaknesses, and each come with their own strengths, too. Having a child, any child, is a challenge. It doesn't matter if they have special needs or not. It's a challenge. My oldest son, Aaron, he has a genius-level IQ. He was way advanced. You know, he started talking at 6 months old. And we struggled together through his childhood because he didn't want to be the smart kid in school. He got bored easily, and he dropped out before he even finished. Now, I'm proud to say that he did get his GED, but out of the two, you would have thought that the one with the high-level IQ would have finished high school. Tim often comes up with some powerful statements, Yvonne. And a few years ago he said, "It is us who mold our futures, but it is our parents who provide us with the clay." So to the parent who is struggling with a diagnosis, I have to say that it's all about the clay that you provide for them. They can become the best that they can be, but only with your help.
Yeah, very, very well said. Christy Colvin, thank you for joining us today. And I will post your information out there for people to get to go to the website, which, again, is, what's the website again?
IMDSA.org. Everybody come to our conference.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
No matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you for tuning in to the Yvonne Pierre Show. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to let us know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit us at www.hyhradio.com. Remember to keep God first, know that you are blessed, and always be true to yourself. I love you. God loves you. Thank you for listening.